Thank you, Hope. I'd like to invite someone to come forward in a moment who has been instrumental in many ways in Pastor Bill's life. Somebody who has been a dear friend in time of need, a ready ear of counsel, and a fellow minister. Dale Armstrong serves as director of Armada, a missions networking ministry, member of our church board, and somebody who Pastor Bill recognizes as carrying a strong apostolic anointing and calling on his life. Pastor Bill has ministered alongside Dale on many mission trips to the former Soviet countries with many stories. And he has been a dear and trusted friend to Pastor Bill and Donna for many years. So, Dale, would you come up?
Thank you, Shane. Praise God. Well, good afternoon, family. Yeah, let's just relax a little bit. You don't act like it's some negative time or depressing time, right? This is a celebration of his life and his ministry. And you're here, and precious people, because of your friendship. And some of your family, some of your church members, some of you somewhere met Bill, bumped into him. We've got different countries represented, different states. Some of you flew in because of the love and the connection. And we're all together in this. So why don't you just turn to your neighbor and bump him a little bit. He made it before us. This is a celebration. Amen. Pastor Bob Hawk, why don't you raise your hand there, Bob? I make reference to this man of God quite often. We've been joined at the hip. We got a chance to sit with Bill for about 2 hours. It was the day before he went home. And it was so interesting because he just talked so candidly. And if he can talk so candidly about his home going, I'm going to do my best. And don't get confused, because I don't cry. I am getting older and the muscles in my face have stopped working. But that's not crying. That's just an effect of old age. It'll hit you when you get there. Hallelujah. But when I sat with Bill, I sat there on the hospital bed with him, put my arm around him, and we talked. He just so matter-of-factly went down the list. First was Donna. Then was the boys. There was no mention of the dog or the eagles. Thank God. You know, I tried to convert Bill at 30 years, I couldn't get him converted to the correct team, but we won't talk about that. I couldn't even get him to drink coffee, so in some ways I failed him. Now, Donna, of course, is on my side when it comes to coffee, hallelujah. But after talking about Donna and the boys, it was the church. Muscles. And it was so candid and so right there. It was like packing bags. Almost in jest, I almost wanted to tell him, make sure you take an extra pair of socks. I did tell him, you always want to do things first. I said, you're going to get to talk to E.W. Kenyon before I do. That's not fair. Because there is a great cloud of witnesses. Amen. Well, the scriptures are our comfort. They're the foundation of our life. It's what we walk upon. And we want to remember those scriptures, especially Bill would want us focusing not on him, but on scripture. Amen. And on purpose. I love my brother so much. And by the way, there's something that we just need to be candid about also. I've caught myself talking about Bill in the present tense. I love my brother Bill. And some people say, well, he's gone. No, he's not. He moved. Jesus said, you do err. Matthew 22, 32. He said, don't make the mistake. Don't misjudge the power of God. He said, he didn't say, he's the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. He said, I'm the God of Abraham and Isaac, right, and Jacob. Well, there's a great cloud of witnesses. Now Bill's in that cloud of witnesses. And God is the God of the living. And he's moved. He went to heaven where some of your loved ones are. You know, I remember as a little boy when my grandfather moved to heaven, it was a hard thing for me to take. You know, how many of you, heaven is close because we have loved ones who live there. Amen. The Bible teaches that it's a thin veil. It's just a step. The Bible teaches us it's like taking off a garment. You know, I don't know about your house. We don't have a big place. So every spring when you don't have to wear those sweaters and those coats, my wife takes them and she folds them up and puts them in a tub and we put them up in storage. You just take off a garment. And we're all going to take off a garment one day and join Bill and many of our other loved ones. Amen. We're not afraid of death. And when I sat with Bill and talked to him, you know, I've sat with others where they questioned or where they didn't want to die. Well, those are natural, normal things, but Bill had not one moment of that in his conversation. He was ready, in a sense, not just of being ready that he was born again, but it's important to be born again. It's important to know Jesus is the Lord of your life. But he was ready in the sense of fulfillment, in the sense of finishing the course. I love my friend Bill because of what I've learned from him. I would say everything Shane said and ditto, because we knew the same man, right? We know the same man. Bill had a love for truth. I've always admired that, a love for truth. And then he had a commitment to purpose. I mean, I've tested it out. When I'd see Bill a little bit down or not too excited, you just go into the room and say the word purpose, and he'd perk up. He lived for purpose. He would teach purpose. And I saw Bill recognize he'd fulfilled his purpose. He talked about it very openly. He's done. Well, then, that's a joy. That's something to celebrate. I know when Bob and I went out into the hall, it's what I said. Maybe I can do this for you so you don't have to. No, I said to Bob, we just sat with a man of God. So I asked the Lord, what do I get to share in 10 minutes? And because, Lord, I'm going to do the impossible because I know, as a matter of fact, with 30 years of experience, that Bill wouldn't be able to pull it off. I had him speak for 10 minutes once, and I think it was an hour. It was in Bob's church. I think it was an hour and 10 minutes. Well, but the Spirit came on me, he said. Anyhow, we won't go there. And I want us to look at that scripture again that Shane read from Hebrews 12. You can listen to me. You've got your Bibles or if you have your phone. Hebrews 12 says, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let's lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Why? So you can run your race. But as I was meditating on that this morning just a little bit, it occurred to me, you know, let's lay aside the weights. Friends, if I can just be honest with you, which I will be anyway, but I've been in enough situations like this where we come together because our lives were touched. We come together because of love. We come together because of a history. Some of your faces, I've heard your names, but I got to see your faces. Some of you, Bill, had an impact in your life of a greater degree maybe than even my own. There's a lot of history in this room. And thank God for it. But I would be amiss if I didn't encourage you. Don't leave this room if there's any weight on your shoulders. I've had people come to me many, many times. I wish I could have said goodbye. Or I wish I could have got this settled with Bill. I wish we'd have had a chance to talk this out. Well, isn't it good to know we have a great high priest? His name is Jesus. You see, there's a difference between Jesus in heaven and Bill in heaven. And I don't mean to be silly here. I'm serious. See, Jesus was raised from the dead and went to heaven. Do you understand? So you say, well, I want to get this right with Bill. No, we're at a place now you need to get this right with Jesus. And it's pretty simple, you know. If there was an offense where he offended you or you offended him, friends, I'm serious here. I'm not trying to invade into your life. I just know sometimes what goes on in hearts. You need to talk to Jesus about it. You can say, Lord, I wished I could have got that clear with Bill. We'll get it clear right now. Today. And you know what? Bill's sitting right there at the right hand of God, smiling. Amen? Because the blood, the Bible says in 1 John 1, the blood just cleanses. And you can walk away in life always knowing things were right. I made things right. It's good to make things right. Isn't it interesting as you go down the life's road, things in the past that you thought were important, they're just not as important as you thought they were, right? They might have irritated you back then, but you go down the road, and I don't know about you, sometimes I look back where I've had a situation, and I'm like, yeah, there was a ruckus, but I don't even remember what the ruckus was. You know why? Because it wasn't important. Because what is important is relationship. Oh, I love Bill. Man, nobody could irritate me like him. I was stuck with Bill in a train ride for 11 hours. You don't understand. You're in a box with Bill and a Bible for 11 hours. No phone. No, no, no. No TV. No, no, no. Bill, a Bible, in a box. We all can irritate one another, can't we? Right? Probably there have been once or twice where you may have irritated somebody. Maybe not, but possibly. Isn't it good to know we can just release that? Say, you know, I choose to remember the blessings. I choose to remember the good. I choose to remember the joy, not the sorrow. I choose to remember what God did through him. What Jesus did through his life. Amen? Let's do that with just a short prayer. I'm usually not one of these guys with every head bowed and every eye closed. I like every head up and everybody looking around. But I think it'd be all right to let's just thank the Lord for Bill's part in our life. And if there's something in your heart, release it. Oh, the washing of the water of the Word. Oh, Lord, the years went by. How he touched my life, Lord. Thank you. And forgive me, Lord. I don't want to carry any weight out of this room. Forgive me where I have failed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you cleanse me white as snow. Yes, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Isn't God good? Boy, I love Bill. Anybody out there love Bill? What a joy. What a joy to know Donna and the boys. I judge people, critique them. See, you can laugh in this room. Some of it's intentional and some of it's not. I judge people by the books they read and their boys, their kids. Boy, you got a fine couple boys here. Man of God. Man of God. Hallelujah. Well, Shane, come rescue me. Isn't Shane? He's just a good example. Hallelujah. Another one of the boys. Did you time me? You probably timed me.
You had two more minutes.
I had two. Don't tell.
Too late now.
Amen. It is fun when you can honor the life and legacy of somebody who has just been not perfect. None of us are. But steadfast in the course set before him. At this time, we're going to have some special music for us by Pastor Bill's son, Jared. Glorious day, worthy of all celebration. Thank you, Jared. I'd like to invite another dear friend up now, Pastor Israel Jebaraj. He traveled here from India to be here today. He has known Pastor Bill for, I think you said, 28 years. And Pastor Bill has traveled to India quite frequently, ministered there many times alongside Pastor Israel. It's a blessing to have you here today. Please come up and share.
Praise the Lord and greetings to you all. In the name that is above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, even at this moment of time in our life. The Bible talks about John the Baptist in John chapter 1. It says, there was a man sent by God. I know a man that was sent by God, with whom we have spoken, rubbed shoulders, shake hands, and listen to him preach. That's Pastor Bill. He was a man sent by God, surely, to abundant life, sent by God to his beautiful wife, Sister Donna, to his precious boys, Jared and Jesse, and our friend far away, living in India, there was a man sent by God to us. At this time, I bring greetings from my wife, Pamela, my children, Joanna and Joshua, and everyone at Sharon Ministries. Never I thought it would be a service like this, because I've been here many times. Pastor Bill has shared his pulpit, preached in this platform the Word of God. But the Bible says, your sorrow shall be turned to joy. So if you're sorrowful, but you turn, there is joy. Turn to your neighbor and say, joy.
Joy.
Joy. Amen. Pastor Bill, turn to the joyous place we are all looking for and living for. Hallelujah, to a glorious place. Amen. is being a friend to us. I spent more than, I counted roughly, personally, I spent more time, like 412 plus days with him, because over 28 years he has been to India, even the year 2020, before the pandemic, he was there in India. So he'd always come for, 12, 15, 16 days. He would preach at our pastor's meeting, teach for our Bible school students, smile at the children in the orphanages, travel to different parts of the villages in India, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, seeing people healed from disease, seeing people being delivered from the bondages and clutches of the devil. He's been a wonderful man of God, but at this time, because of the time that's given to me, I thought I would take a note, because as Pastor Dale said, as you get old, your muscle. We are greatly shocked and filled with immense grief and sorrow to hear about the passing away of our dear brother, Pastor Bill. He was so dear to our hearts and such a great blessing to us personally and to the Sharon Ministries. I'm so glad God enabled me to talk with him recently after his birthday. And it was so great and fulfilling to hear the voice of the man of God again. The voice that echoed the love of God, the heart for missions. God helped him to preach the gospel in different parts of India. We have been to India, Pastor Dale has been here, and many brothers in this church has been with him to India. We have traveled many places, not always on good beds, with no bed, no toilets, but with the Bible, with the same voice, with the same sound that Jesus saves, heals, and delivers, and Jesus is coming back. Amen. He introduced his family, his friends to us, and he always made us feel that he was like a brother unto us. Amen. And from India, we have been traveling to other countries around India. He has been with us, shouldering together, seeing us grow, planting more churches, being with us in our time of grief and sorrow, being in our times where things were not doing good with the government in India. But he's always been faithful. And now he has gone to be with the Lord, a faithful God. The Lord who trusted him, he did everything that he could do. And he has been to that glorious place. At this time, when everybody was talking about Pastor Bill, we want to thank God for Pastor Bill. But also, I want to remember to thank his dear wife, Sister Donna, for taking care of him. This few months, few years, you've been a doctor, you've been a nurse, you've been the driver to our friend, to the pastor. We couldn't do it, but you did it. We want to recognize you. And even the boys, Jared and Jesse, he was always proud of you. He always spoke big of you. Jesse, the financial man. Jared, he always spoke, a brother to me. And Sister Donna, he was so proud of you. And we are proud of you today to appreciate you and to thank you for being so patient. We know what you went through. Nothing can fill. Our words cannot comfort and console you. But we know the Lord, Pastor Bill Hicks served, will comfort you with all comfort and fill every gap in your life, in your family, and to the abundant life. I want to tell you, be on track. Be in the place where the Lord has put you. God sent a man for you. There was a man sent by God, and he was Pastor Bill to you. If you feel that you are a part of this church, be a part of the church. Be in your seat. Be in your place. Be grounded. Be rooted. Grow. Be strong. And prove that you are a child of God. God loves you. We love you. We'll be praying for you. And every time Pastor Bill came to India, he always enjoyed the Indian music, you know, because he's a musician himself. You know, he likes the Indian music. You know, Brother Randy is here. You know, he has been there checking on this Indian sound, crazy sound system. So I just, before I sit down, I want to play Indian music for you, thanking God for Pastor Bill, because he was a man sent by God. And praise God for the man of God. To God be the glory. Amen. Song says, I will comfort you with the comfort and the peace which the world cannot give it to you. We serve a God, the God whom Pastor Bill preached. He will comfort you with all comfort, the church, the family, and the friends. As we go back home, let's be comforted by the love of God. Amen. And every time Pastor Bill came to India, you know, we presented him with a memento. And at this time, I want to call upon Sister Donna and the boys, you know, Jared, Mr. Jared, and Mr. Jesse, to come up on the platform and to receive a small token of love from India. Can you come up and stand with me? Brother Dave, can you make a picture of this, please? This says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. In token of love, gratitude, and appreciation to our dear friend, Pastor Billet. Love from all of us at Sharon Ministries in India. Would you give a hand clap and praise God for the man of God?
There was always a very special place in Pastor Bill's heart for the unreached. Whether it was in India, Sri Lanka, Tanzania. And he was excited to be able to go to those places. He didn't care what star the hotel was or what star was speaking or what famous person was there or what color their skin or what language they spoke. And everywhere when he come back, he would always have stories to share. Hey, I would sit with them and I would listen. I want to learn. And he cared deeply. He was always sincere. And so I always carry that with me as well. At this time, we're going to invite up Pastor Bill's son, Jesse, to share some words with us.
Well, I'm the son who doesn't have any music or vocal talent, so you get a speech instead. My dad was a great man who lived a life of integrity and servitude in support of his family, this church, and making a meaningful impact around the world. He was also a very patient man, as from a very young age, I thought that he was the original Google, and my response to any statement from him was, why? I got my love of research and reading from him, and I am better off for his always taking the time to explain things to me and encourage questions instead of getting irritated. Dad was always there to spend quality time with my brother Jared and me. He would play baseball and football in the backyard, take us camping, go on family vacations, and much more. When we developed an interest in fishing, he was there to rent boats, get all the supplies, and even buy a fish finder. Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So it's a good thing Dad had that locked down, because if catching real fish is what got us to heaven, our prospects for eternal life would not be looking so great. I mean, some of y'all have been fishing with us before. Everyone was cursed when they're out with us. Deep feet, sea fishing, it was not good. However, the memories of the time spent are what matters. Being present in our relationships is so important, and looking back, that was one of my dad's best qualities. Author and speaker Damon West has a compelling message about facing the hot water of life, of which facing the death of a loved one or one's own mortality is as hot as it gets. When thrown into hot water, one can become one of three things: a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean. You can be a carrot where you become soft and allow the crushing weight of despair and hopelessness to bring you down. You can be an egg where you become hard and avoid loving again, lose your joy in life, or become angry. Or you can be a coffee bean where you let yourself change the environment around you into something better. In this hard time, I hope you all find your own way to be a coffee bean and be a light to this dark world around us like my dad did so well. To wrap things up, many have said that my dad was a very wise man. One of the main life lessons that my dad told me, and I've never forgotten, is when he said, son, you're allowed to hate three things in this life: sin, the devil, and the Dallas Cowboys. Wise words from a wise man. Thanks everyone for coming and honoring my dad's life. Shane.
Thank you, Jesse. Oh, praise the Lord.
Oh, God's got a sense of humor. At this time, I'd like to invite up another dear friend, Pastor Bob Hawk, another fellow Armada minister, dear friend of Pastor Bill and Donna's for many years. He's going to do a closing prayer for us.
I just ask you to close your eyes a minute. I'm not going to close the prayer with a closing prayer yet. I just want you to see something. God's given me a unique blessing to be able to see things. And my brother Bill was one of those guys that would push my buttons and pull out everything that was in me. And I believe that I'm probably not the only one in here that he's done that to. He had a unique way of challenging you to your divine purpose, understanding that there's one reason that we're here, and that's to fulfill the will of God on our life, to walk worthy of him, to be fully pleasing to him, that we would stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. And I know that if you're here, that you're here because you loved him, But I believe I've heard it from many people here already that he had a unique way of challenging you, especially if you weren't in your place. So I'm here as his friend, a co-laborer together with him, and he's as alive today as I am. He just moved. My last words to you, the pastor, to your amazing husband, your daddy, your granddaddy. I'll see you later, Bill. And he smiled at me. Now close your eyes. I want you to see that smile. Because if you're in Christ, you'll see him later. We'll be together again. I don't want any of you to be in a hurry. There's a lot of things that need to be done. But just close your eyes a minute as we pray. The scripture came to me to encourage his family and especially his lovely bride. It was out of John 14:26, but the comforter. Oh, the precious, precious comforter, the Holy Ghost. Whom the Father sent to you, to me, to each one of us. That comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever the Lord has said to you. And I know God has spoken to every one of us through this man of God at one time or another. So I trust that those words come back to your remembrance and you fulfill your divine purpose. Father, I lay my hands upon my sister in the name of Jesus. I just ask you for your faith in this auditorium here this afternoon to join with me as we pray over her. Father, we thank you for the strength and the grace that rests upon Sister Donna. We thank you, Lord God, that you fill the void that she has right now, that the precious comforter, the strengthener, the advocate, the great Holy Spirit will guide her, will lead her, protect her, and provide for her in every area of her life. Lord God, that you will show yourself strong, not only to her, but to her sons, to the family, and to this great church. Father, we bless you for that in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you said you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You promised us that through your word. And Lord, as I stand here to close this celebration of a mighty man of God, one thing I could always count on was Pastor Bill Hake, my friend, a co-laborer together with me in the harvest field, was always the same, yesterday, today, and forevermore. He reminded me, as an example of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, help each and every one of us to take heed to that which you ministered to us through this man of God, that which he shared maybe on a practical matter or setting under his ministry. Lord, that those words would ring, would become alive, and that we would walk, each and every one of us, to fulfill that divine purpose that you placed on all of our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just one thing, I have an announcement. I'm not going to be here to join the church tomorrow, but there will be two amazing men that are going to bring the house down. The fire of God's going to hit the house. The presence of God's going to show up. The Holy Ghost is going to move. And I made a commitment to be in another church, so I can't be here. So when I come back, another time. I'm just going to ask you, you know, don't miss this. You're going to hear Indian preaching, and then you're going to hear Ukrainian preaching. Oh, I'm sorry. Redneck preaching? All right, all right. Thank you, Shane. I'll shut up.
Thank you, brother. You know, if Pastor Bill were here right now, I guarantee he would embrace every one of you, and he would say to you, moving day is coming for you too one day. You don't know when it's going to be, and there's no bags to pack. In fact, just leave all the baggage here. And he would say, just come with me. There's a great place ahead of you. And so if you are here today and you have not yet made that decision to call upon Jesus, if you have it, if you have any uncertainty in your life relative to the baggage you're carrying or what to do with it or whether you've done too much that's too bad or too wrong, he opens that up. And if the life of Pastor Bill can remind us of anything, it is of the love of Jesus that he has for each one of us. I encourage you, come and speak to us. We would love to share and pass on the same message that Pastor Bill instilled in the hearts of so many to you as well. Thank you for being here.